Jaina's only reply was a stony silence. She had given him her word, and it was really starting to scorch her that he continued to question it. She looked forward and noticed the rim of something metallic lodged behind the beverage locker in front of her, between the two rear-facing seats. Maybe a glow rod or something had been knocked out of its storage slot when Basil hit the roof. As Jaina shifted forward to retrieve the object, Jag let out a sharp breath.
Shall I accept your silence as a yes?
More irritated than ever, Jaina forgot about the glow rod and turned to scowl.
Accept it however you like.
Fine. Jag took a breath, then said, I overheard something alarming when I was in Dala's office yesterday. She's thinking of hiring a company of Mandalorians.
Mandalorians? Jaina repeated. What the blazes for?
Now it was Jag's turn to be silent, and Jaina quickly realized how ridiculous her question was. She had spent a couple of very sad months training with Mandalorians when she was preparing to hunt down her brother, Darth Kytus, and she could think of half a dozen reasons Dala might hire a company of Mandalorian commandos, but only one of them would make Jag nervous about telling her.
For us?
Jaina gasped. Jag nodded.
She's been inquiring as to how many super commandos it might take to handle the Jedi, he confirmed. Exactly what she's considering, I don't know, but it can't be good.
Jaina didn't know whether to be angrier at him or at Dala.
And you thought you were going to keep this from me?
Of course, Jag said. I didn't want to put you in this position.
Jaina frowned.
What position?
Of having to keep my secret, Jag said. It's a burden you shouldn't have to carry.
Jaina fell back in her seat, her anger changing to shock as she began to understand.
You expect me to keep this news to myself?
Jag remained silent, studying her with his steely eyes, searching for a hint as to which duty she would honor. The promise she had just made to him, or the oath she had sworn to the Order, swearing to always put the Jedi first.
Stang! This isn't fair, Jag.
I'm sorry.
Jaina nodded.
Well, that's something.
I'm trying to negotiate an autonomous membership in the Galactic Alliance, Jag explained. So far, Dala keeps saying all or nothing. She thinks divided loyalties are what sparked the last civil war.
She might have a point.
Even as Jaina said this, she began to see a glimmer of hope that it might not be necessary to make this impossible choice.
Jag, could this be some kind of
test?
Jag finished for her.
We're not that lucky. I didn't hear it from Dala herself. Just someone talking on a comlink when he didn't realize I was in the room.
It could still be a test,
Jaina said.
Chiefs of state do occasionally use proxies for that sort of thing, you know.
Jag shook his head.
Wyn Dorvin doesn't strike me as the kind who involves himself in those sorts of games.
Jaina's stomach sank. Wyn Dorvin was Dala's top aide, a rare Coruscanti bureaucrat known as much for his integrity as his competence.
Bloa,
she said.
And you really need Dala to give in to you on this?
I'm afraid so, Jag said. If I try to subordinate our government to the Galactic Alliance, especially one led by Natasi Dala, the Moffs will go into open rebellion. I barely have the support to bring us in as equals.
And you're doing good to get that, Jaina said. I doubt even Uncle Luke expected you to persuade the Moffs to consider unification at all.
I have motivation. For the first time in recent memory, the entire galaxy is at peace.
Jag took Jaina's hand, and a hopeful note came to his voice.
And if I can convince Dala to let the Empire come into the fold on its own terms, we just might keep it that way.
But if the Jedi Order learns that she's sent for a company of Mandalorians, she'll take it as proof that divided loyalties can't work.
Exactly.
Jag squeezed her hand.
I'm sorry, but this is bigger than the Jedi Order. I think even Master Skywalker would want you to keep quiet.
He'd want me to take it to the Council and trust the Masters to do the right thing,
Jaina replied dryly. Jag's grasp started to slacken, but Jaina did not allow him to withdraw his hand. It hurt her to know that he thought she might betray him a second time, but even she had to admit that his lack of faith was justified. He had risked everything when he trusted her word during the Killick crisis, and that had cost him everything. Who was to blame, really,
if he found it difficult to trust her now. Jaina turned to face him.
But Uncle Luke isn't leading the council anymore, she said. And the way Kent Hamner has been caving into Dala, a few Mandalorians just might be enough to make him turn us all over to be frozen in carbonite.
So you won't tell the Masters?
Of course not, Jaina said. Even if telling them were the right thing to do, didn't I just promise that I wouldn't?
Jag gave her one of his rare smiles.
Thanks. That means a lot to me.
It better, Jaina leaned toward him, because I wouldn't do it for anyone else.
Before she could kiss him, Jag's head snapped around toward the front of the limousine, and he scowled out the windscreen.
Blast it, he said. Look who's coming.
Jaina saw two humans slipping through the gap between the GAS assault speeder and the end of the safety wall. The first person was a stocky woman in headsets and a HoloNet news tunic, her attention focused on the joystick hand unit she was using to steer a heavy holocam floating ahead of her.